a series of very public sexual harassment scandals is causing some workers to rethink things they say and do in the office. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, some workers struggle to navigate the distinction between appropriate and inappropriate behavior.
At a recent meeting, Bella Gandhi received a compliment.
He says, "Oh, you look great." And I said, "Thank you."
Moments later, the man paused, reconsidered his comment, then wondered aloud whether Gandhi found it inappropriately sexual.
He just said, "I don't really know. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, what's the line on that?"
Gandhi is president of Smart Dating Academy in Chicago, which coaches people on romance. She told him compliments delivered with the right tone are welcome, and that he is not alone in grappling with these questions.
I think people are really confused, you know, and I think especially men.
Most people know to steer clear of forcible kissing or grabbing, but some recent cases involve men being investigated for behavior that's less egregious, but nevertheless made colleagues feel uncomfortable. So Gandhi says some men feel the workplace is fraught with risk. Gandhi says her guidance hasn't changed because of recent news. She says, be respectful and gauge whether interest is reciprocal. Asking someone on a date is okay, but do not persist and stay within the bounds of office policy. These types of discussions, she says, are long overdue.
I'm very optimistic that men and women in positions of power will understand the power that they wield and be far more careful with what they think, say, and do.
Brenda Russell is a psychology professor at Penn State in Berks County. She says women are also confused about what precisely divides acceptable from inappropriate behavior.
They understand sexual harassment is not allowed, but no one's taught them what that is. What does that mean? The end of all workplace relationships, no personal comments. That's the problem. Nobody quite knows that line.
On a recent weekend in a New York City cafe, I found Thomas Santangelo, who is 28 and works as an actor and also as a waiter. He was discussing sexual harassment with his friend.
Oh, yeah. People are much more guarded. I think that if you don't know someone, they'll be much more guarded about, like, how they'll interact with you, simply because there is more of a fear of retribution.
His friend, Krista Mayo, who works at a marketing firm, says he thinks there are big exceptions to that.
When it's all the guys in the office, they're a little bit more free in how they talk about sexual politics and women and things like that. And it makes me a little uncomfortable sometimes, but I'm the most junior person, I don't speak up.
James Vagnini, a New York employment attorney, says he gets more calls about sexual harassment these days, but some calls also have to do with soured office romances and claims of retaliation. Vagnini tells managers they should know about relationships at work involving people they supervise.
They should know when that relationship begins. They should know when that relationship ends.
Vagnini says he worries about a backlash because victims of harassment who speak out are often mislabeled as troublemakers.
I see it every day. The response to this is to turn around and just hire a bunch of men, and that way you don't have to worry about those risks, and that's just as illegal. You have to give the best person the job.
Vagnini says dealing with workplace gender relations need not be complicated.
My general rule is if you wouldn't say it to a man, don't say it to a woman.
Or, he notes, if that doesn't work, there's always the option of just saying good morning. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.